time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Back courtside, sold out Marriott Center. By the way, back-to-back sellouts, and it'll be three in a row because next Saturday's game is already sold out. 77-56, BYU with an outstanding second half and good finish to the first half in pulling away to win by 21. Head coach Kevin Young joining us now on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach Young, congrats, and you guys have been rolling 90-plus in three straight games. Odds are against West Virginia, well, maybe you don't get to 90, but the way this game was going, I was like, well, maybe hope they get to 60, and you end up at 77 with a great turnaround. They can make you work like no other team and make you do different things, which I think was the theme tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping we were going to get to 40 the way it was going to start, but you know, I think it's just a real credit to our guys in terms of just understanding, you know, what their game plan was. We talked about it a lot coming into the game. You know, I did feel like they were going to probably guard that three-point line quite a bit, just given how we've shot the ball the last three games. I mean, they did it at their place. I mean, their DNA is to not do that, and so they get kudos to their coaching staff for getting their guys to kind of change how they normally guard. And our guys, it took us a while. You know, I personally was like just back and forth in my mind, what can we do to kind of get some momentum going, some rhythm offensively? Nothing was seeming to stick. And then, you know, the way we were able – Richie had a couple of attacks in transition to the rim, and then that's all we talked about at halftime was just how much they were guarding the three-point line, and those driving lanes were wide open. You know, the one-on-one stuff in the post was wide open. So, you know, I thought Yegor, Richie, the way they came out in the second half and had determination to get to the basket, I thought was the turning point.
Well, Coach, you know I love the post touches, and Foose was terrific tonight. What I really liked was the adjustment you made. You talked about their guarding the three. I love that two-man game with Dallin and Foose, and it wasn't even about getting that lob what you guys get, but you got the switch you wanted, and it's just a dump off to Foose, and he's unstoppable. Was that a conscious thing to go to that two-man game, because it seemed like it was just perfectly done tonight?
Yeah, it was something we talked about a lot in the timeouts, but I mean, honestly, you know, I got so much trust in Dallin. You know, I think sometimes he, you know, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. I mean, he was amazing tonight in terms of you know, finding Foose in his spots. He makes life easy for Foose. They got such good chemistry together. So, you know, a lot of it is I trust those guys to go out there and make plays, and when they're out there together, I don't have to call, you know, as much. They just kind of have a good feel for how to you know, get things done.
We love Dallin's game. How about his last four games, Coach? 23 assists, 5 turnovers. Tonight he goes 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, he's so steady, and he calms us down out there. And I think, and I told him this at practice yesterday, just his ability to put people on their heels as opposed to him playing on his heels, like I thought he was early in the year, has been a major, major difference for him personally and for our team. And we're just, what I like to say, he's playing the game at such a position of strength now, at where I think early on, you know, that wasn't as prevalent.
I really liked what's not to like. Yegor's second half was terrific. And from my perspective, Yegor's at his best when he's decisive. And I thought he came out and maybe learning a little bit from Richie and just putting his head down and getting contact and going to the rim. I hit a couple threes, confident threes in rhythm. I love seeing that from him, and that seems to be kind of what makes him, when he's at his best, he's just making really decisive things, choices out there. I thought he was terrific in the second half.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think he was ornery tonight. You know, I don't know. I saw him pregame. We crossed paths in the tunnel, and he just kind of – he looked mad. And so, you know, we kind of tried to feed into that a little bit. You know, him and Tim Fanning, one of my assistant coaches, are really close, and they're both fluent in Spanish. And I was like, man, go talk to Yegor. Like, this is when they were shooting at halftime. He's like – I'm like, just say something in Spanish to him. I don't know. And so he went over there and got him kind of even more mad, and he came out and, you know, just played with the kind of a ticked-off mentality, which I love to see it.
something in the Arriba Vamanos vein, I guess, on this one. Before the break, quickly, Richie in Morgantown scores 9. You get double figures from Yegor and Cannon. Tonight, Richie, 13, solid night. You get 20 from Foos and 15 from Yegor. Someone else is always there if Richie doesn't go for 25 or 30 like you're used to these days. Another great showing from the other guys.
No doubt, and I would add Dallin and Dawson scoring in there too. And everyone chips in. You know, Trey makes the three. Mihailo gave us good minutes when he came in. And, you know, that's the beauty of this team. You know, these guys are pulling for each other, rowing in the same direction, and believe. And those things all together, man, that's a fun recipe.
It's great when the strength of the team is the team. We're taking a break with Coach Kevin Young. Closing comments with the coach coming up on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. It is brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu. Serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with the coach next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU 77, West Virginia 56. How about a pair of sweeps this week for BYU, sweeping Arizona State? Second win of two on Wednesday, and now West Virginia taking both from the Mountaineers. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game with Coach Kevin Young. It's brought to you by Ryan Valuation. BYU's accounting program is nationally ranked, so it's no surprise one of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to ryanvaluation.com. Going to cheat tonight and use two stats. One has to do with the assist number. At halftime, you had 4 assists on 9 makes. In the second half, 12 assists on 20 makes.
Yeah, you know, this was a game, again, like we said, the way they were guarding it, you know, it wasn't going to be a high assist night. And I think we loosened them up by getting to the rim, which kind of, you know, allowed us to get a few more, you know, kickouts than we did in the first half. But, you know, obviously sharing the ball is something that we want to do. Tonight we had to make a little bit of an adjustment and go a little bit more one-on-one. And then, like I said, I think that kind of loosened them up.
And secondly, you were the only second team this year to shoot 50% or better from the floor against West Virginia. You shot a season high for them, allowing. You shot 53% tonight. The only other team above 50 was Arizona at 51%. And no one in Big 12 play had scored as many as 77 points against West Virginia. That's their DNA. It's hard to win games by scoring your usual number or shooting your usual number against West Virginia, and you came pretty close to both tonight.
Yeah, and again, for me, it's just how we did it. You know, to shoot that number, I mean, just the amount of rim attempts that we had, you know, it was, like I said, that was the message at halftime. You know, my analytics guy was all over me about we're 7 of 8 at the rim. We were 1 of 8 from, you know, non-rim paint too, so we weren't getting all the way to the rim. So, you know, credit to, you know, our coaching staff, our players for understanding what the message was, and then obviously they went out and got it done.
42s for you tonight, 42-point attempts.
Yeah, I mean, every game, I say it all the time, every game has a life of its own.
Yep.
I was very curious in terms of coming into the game how they were going to try to guard us. And, you know, like I said, credit goes to our guys for making the necessary adjustments.
Yeah, we talked a lot about offense, but I thought one of your best defensive efforts tonight, West Virginia only shoots 33%. Small does get 15, which was better than he got in Morgantown, but I think everything he got was difficult. He made life difficult. I love that half-court trap, how aggressive Kaba and Foos were trapping out near half-court in the second half. Was how did you feel that defensive effort and particularly the job on Small?
Yeah, I mean, he did get 15, but it took him 14 shots to get it. I think that was the key.
And that's under his average, too,
and
15.
And, like, we did it differently in the second half. You know, some of those blitzes and double teams were stuff we kind of saved for the second half. I thought we did a good job of mixing up the coverages, and the guys executed it well. It really just made his night really hard. And that's ultimately, regardless of the coverages, this and that, that was the mentality. You know, we wanted to make his night hard. And, you know, credit goes to really Mawut and Trey for their one-on-one stuff. But then what everybody else was doing behind it was equally as impressive.
How about your second straight sellout tonight? What a great building.
I mean, it never gets old. I mean, even one of the refs came up to me before the game, which, man, this is unbelievable, you know. So
it really is.
I mean, truly, it just never gets old. I mean, anytime I have friends coming, we had some recruits in the building tonight, I'm sure they were loving it. It's just, you just have to be here to experience it, man. It's just incredible.
It'll be incredible on Tuesday in Hilton, another great environment at Iowa State, and that's your next challenge. And a word about that in a second, but we credit Houston. They win again today. They win the Big 12 outright for a second straight year. They've won eight in a row. Winning eight in a row in a league this good, wow. But you've now won six in a row in the Big 12. You've had a four-game win streak and a six-game win streak. And from opening at 1-3 to now being 11-3 in your next 14 games, kudos to you and to BYU, to your staff, your players, you, for going on a run in one of the best basketball leagues in the country.
Yeah, I think it's just a testament of, just staying consistent. You know, our guys never got too down. I mean, even the games we lost, I mean, we had our chances and we felt good about it. I thought we made some adjustments all across the board and a lot of different areas. But our guys just never got rattled, you know, and I think our coaching staff did a good job. I mean, the sun still came up the next day after those losses, and we just continued to work and learn. You know, I've been learning stuff. I learn so much every day in this job. It's different, as we've talked about many times. And so just, happy with our guys' ability to, be resilient.
And now, finally, how great is it to be going into a showdown that basically amounts to – winner gets a double bye in Kansas City. Comes down to that. You know you can drop no lower than a five, but you're tied for fourth, and this could be for fourth place and that coveted double bye when you play Iowa State at their place on Tuesday night. That place will be rocking. What a great setup for the final week of basketball.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a great college basketball atmosphere. I think our guys are ready for the challenge. You know, I think, you know, going down to Tucson and getting one down there, I think gives our guys, you know, it's not foreign territory for us. You know, we've proven we can do it. So I look forward to, studying Iowa State and trying to put together a game plan we feel like can go out there and get a big win.
And speaking of both those teams, Iowa State took care of business at home tonight against Arizona. Solid win there for the Cyclones.
Yeah, big win. I know they were had some injuries. I think Gilbert came back and played, it looks like.
But he did.
I look forward to watching that one on film. Obviously, we know how good Arizona is. So for them to beat them, you know, by that margin, you know, says a lot about how good they're playing right now.
All right, we are on the road to Ames on Monday. Coach, we will see you when the new week begins. Congrats again for tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young. And our